here's a story from The World.
Now let's turn back to the situation in the Middle East. When fighting broke out between Israel and the militant group Hamas last week, anger and hostility also erupted in some usually quiet communities in Israel, communities with both Israeli Jews and Arabs. Last week, two Israelis were killed, one Jewish and one Arab. Things have mostly calmed down, but tensions remain high in many of these mixed communities. Reporter Daniela Cheslow is a reporter with AFP in Jerusalem. Daniela, the center of these internal clashes is in the city of Lod, or Lid as Arabs pronounce it, just 10 minutes outside of Tel Aviv. What did you see and hear when you visited there?
Well, I went to Lod and I heard five synagogues had been burned and a Muslim cemetery desecrated. I spoke to one Jewish Israeli man who noticed a commotion downstairs last week outside his apartment. And on his front door, he's got an Israeli flag hanging. He saw downstairs, he told me, a group of men. He believes they were Arab. And when they saw him, he says they threw so many stones at his second floor window that the glass shattered. Then they lit his car on fire. And then the air raid siren of rockets from Gaza sounded. There have also been Arab residents of Lod who have also come under attack. And the police chief of Israel, Kobi Shavtai, has said anyone who is involved in the riots in the mixed cities is a quote, terrorist. And he says there were terrorists on both sides. But there are a lot of right-wing Jewish Israelis in power, and they have pushed back. Public Security Minister Amir Ohana has criticized what he called an outrageous remark by the commissioner.
Jaffa is another flashpoint that's right outside Tel Aviv. Usually it's an easygoing place where Arabs and Jews live in relative harmony. What's the mood there now?
Jaffa is an Arab city that goes back centuries. And when Tel Aviv began, it began from Jaffa and eventually swallowed the city. So today, Jaffa is in the southern part of Tel Aviv. And when I went there last week, I spoke to a young Arab woman in her 20s who was skipping work because she thought she'd get attacked on the bus for wearing the Muslim head covering, the hijab. And just a few steps away from her house, a Jewish student at a religious school, a yeshiva, told me he got stones thrown at him and a friend's car was torched and a synagogue nearby was burnt. Now, this is in Jaffa, which, as you mentioned, is usually pretty quiet. It's by the sea. People walk along the boardwalk. There are trendy bars and popular hummus restaurants. But now events have taken a really harsh turn.
What has been the response elsewhere in Israel on this sectarian violence? I mean, is there any pushback?
There are many people in Israel saying, hey, this is not who we are. I visited an ice cream parlor owned by Arab-Palestinian citizens of Israel, brother and sister. They had their store vandalized by a Jewish mob. All the glass was shattered. Their goods were destroyed. And they said that they actually now have a lot of extra ice cream in the back freezer, and they've been distributing it to youth organizations that might need it. And I think also it's important to note that when you see, like yesterday, we had a general strike from Palestinian citizens of Israel, Palestinians living in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. They were all uniting to protest Israeli policy in Gaza and across the areas under Israeli control. But on the Israeli media in Hebrew, what you hear a lot more of is what it's like to live under Hamas rocket fire, what it's like to be running with your children to a bomb shelter. Israelis are not really tuned in to the large human death toll in Gaza. So I think the two sides are not exactly on the same frequency, and that exacerbates the tension. There are also tensions within Israel. At a protest I went to in Jaffa, one man told me, you know, I've bottled up this feeling of discrimination and frustration for years, and now I'm ready to let it out. It's not just about Al-Aqsa. It's about life in Israel as what he believed was a second-class citizen. And I think for Israelis, they feel like they're already under attack from Gaza, and they see this as being under attack from within. And I think that there hasn't been as much willingness, perhaps, to look at the systemic issues that Palestinians are demanding a solution for, issues that go back to 1948 and the founding of Israel.
Daniela Cheslow is a reporter with AFP in Jerusalem. She's been speaking to me about tensions between Arab Israelis and Jewish Israelis in Israel amid the fighting in Gaza. Thanks, Daniela.
Thank you.